AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A man who lived in a building near Miami, Florida that collapsed said it's now just a gaping hole of rubble.
The Champlain Tower, Tower South, is a 12-story building. It's more than 130 units, and about half of those have collapsed.
Daniela Levine Cava is the mayor of Miami-Dade County. At least one person was killed. The search continues for survivors. Tenants struggling to make rent payments during the pandemic are getting more breathing room. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration is extending a nationwide evictions ban for another month. It was due to end next week, but the CDC has pushed that to July 31st. At the same time, the White House acknowledges the emergency protections for both renters and mortgage holders will run out at some point.
It was always intended to be temporary.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki said yesterday the trick is devising an off-ramp to help struggling Americans make the transition without massive upheaval. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's word of a possible deal on infrastructure.
Speaker Pelosi and I were made aware of the concepts of the agreement, the bipartisan agreement, last night. And while we have yet to see the details, I'm encouraged by the progress the bipartisan group of senators has made.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says if America is going to prosper in the 21st century, there can't be infrastructure stuck in the last century. This is a pared-down plan, $953 billion. A Biden administration official tells the AP steps are being taken to relocate tens of thousands of Afghan interpreters and others who worked with U.S. forces during the war to other countries. This is Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton.
It's clearly long overdue today. So we need to start immediately, and we have not yet received a timeline for the administration.
The U.S. drawdown of troops in Afghanistan is expected to be completed in September. This is AP News. After being canceled last year because of the pandemic, Wimbledon is back. The tournament starts in London Monday. This year, there is a new feature at Wimbledon. Alexandra Willis with the All England Club says artificial intelligence will be used so fans know all about the players.
You could have the most famous player in the world against someone no one's ever heard of, and that unknown player actually win and pull off an upset. And those are the types of things that fans live for and deserve to know more about.
Wimbledon is teaming with IBM and its big computer, Watson. Stephen Hammer is with IBM.
Tennis pundits, they all have differing opinions, and IBM is pulling all of that in and analyzing it and bubbling all of that in and surfacing that data into the overall power ranking leaderboard.
Alexandra Willis says there will still be that same feeling of excitement and specialness that Wimbledon has. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.